This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Law enforcement officers in Pueblo paying their respects to a fallen officer. The body of patrol officer Christine Garen Sandoval escorted from Colorado Springs to her hometown of Pueblo yesterday afternoon. Officer Garen Sandoval worked for the Pueblo County Sheriff's Office for 12 years. She was a two-time Officer of the Year, once with the Corrections Division, another in 2018 with the Patrol Division, where she earned the Law Enforcement Officer of the Year award. Under Sheriff Stephen Bryant described how he oversaw Officer Garen Sandoval as one who stood out amongst the rest. Bryant also described the heavy emotions from the past week and how he and others reacted to that tragic news.
Well, immediately my heart just kind of sunk. Knowing Christine like I have over the years, anytime you lose any law enforcement officer, it's tragic. But when you lose somebody that comes from your own agency, it's not something you can describe. It just takes a few minutes to really grasp how it affects you.
An online fundraiser to help the family of Garen Sandoval has exceeded its goal of reaching more than $13,000 as of this morning. New details being uncovered about the parolee charged in Officer Garen Sandoval's death. Justin Kula ended up back on the streets after serving only a small percentage of his prison sentence. In 2021, Kula was convicted of felony stalking, attempted extortion, and attempted assault on a police officer, sentenced to 8 years. 4 years was for that stalking case, which is how his parole eligibility was determined. Kula, though, ended up serving just under a third of that. George Brockler is a former district attorney in Colorado's 18th district.
These are men and women who are in the trenches. They know when to revoke someone. They've been doing this a long time. That authority has been stripped from them over the past however many administrations in exchange for a policy that wants to try to keep prisons as empty as possible. I believe that.
We have reached out to the Colorado Parole Board, which decides when somebody can be released from prison early, but the board has yet to respond to our request for comments on this case.
The 11th Judicial District has spent nearly $250,000 so far investigating the Suzanne Morphew case. Now, with murder charges against Barry Morphew withdrawn and Suzanne's body turning up outside the 11th District, the case could change hands. District Attorney Linda Stanley's office spent more than $243,000 on outside attorneys, hotel stays, and multiple hard drives. Suzanne's husband, Barry, was charged with her murder back in 2021, but in 2022, those charges were withdrawn due to lack of evidence. Now, Dennis Mays, a retired judge who's been tracking the case, says a change of venue could be a good thing.
That it was the initial investigation was botched in many ways. And the fact that a new set of eyes can take a different look at this and even determine whether or not charges will be filed against someone.
Technically, both the 11th and 12th judicial districts have the right to prosecute the case. The 11th filed the original charge, but Suzanne's body was found in the 12th district. Another expert we spoke with says it's likely that both district attorneys will make a mutual decision together.
The man accused of killing a 17-year-old co-worker at a Colorado Springs Walgreens still deciding whether to testify at his trial. Prosecutors rested their case against Joshua Johnson yesterday after presenting testimony about DNA and forensic evidence. Prosecutors also played an interview with a detective where Johnson said he had a masked man that killed Whitelaw also attacked him. Defense attorneys expected to tell the court whether Johnson will testify in the case today. Three other witnesses for the defense are expected to testify.
A taste of fall as you deuced about the door for your Wednesday, 64, the anticipated high in the Springs, 69 in Pueblo. Now, one or two showers will be possible, mainly west of the I-25 corridor. This is the last day with rain chances. We are dry for the remainder of the week with temperatures anywhere 5 to 10 degrees below average. From the Storm Trekker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Joe Rook.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.